We'll do up to the laws of Kriya Shema, and we're up to chapter 61, and we're up to subsection 13. See if you'd give them. So it says like this: Achar Pasuk Rishon, after you say the first verse, that's Shema Yisrael. Tzorich Loimar, then you need to say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusei La'olam Vod B'Chashoyi. You have to say quietly the verse Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusei La'olam Vod. Now, that's not part of this paragraph, because the paragraph is Hashem Echad, Hashem Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echeinu, Hashem Echad, V'ahavta. That is the paragraph in the Torah. But he says that you have to stick in, after you're saying Hashem Echad, you have to put in the verse of Baruch Shem Kved Machus Eloi Lomboid, quietly. What's the reason? Lefi Shebisho Shebikesh Yaakov Legalis Hakeitz. Because at the time when Yaakov, our father, wanted to reveal the end, Levonov. The end is assuming the end means when Mashiach will come, when the Golus will end, when they'll be out of Egypt, when the Gula is going to come. So at that point, Nistalko Mimeno Shechina. The divine has left him. It went away from him. In order for them to tell them the secrets of the future, he needed to be divinely inspired. He needed to have the divine resting on him. But when he was trying to tell them the end, what's going to happen at the end? When the end is, the divine left him. So he was wondering, how come all of a sudden he had intended to tell them he had the divine with him all the time, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore. So what happened? So Amar, so he said, Shemo yesh bachem echod she'enei hagum. Perhaps amongst you, because all of his sons were there, he says, maybe one of you who is not proper, maybe this one of the children, maybe because he was thinking, maybe it's they're not fit for them to be relating to them what the ends of to be with the divine inspired. Maybe there's something wrong. So Pasul Kulam Vamru. So they all started, opened up, and they said, they opened up and says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So what does that mean? What were they saying to Yaakov Kloimer to say? Shema mimenu. Listen from us. He says, Shema, listen. Listen from us what we're telling you. Ato Yisrael Avinu. Shema, listen to us. You, Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. You, Yisrael. Our father Israel, because his name was Israel. Kishem she'ein belibcho echod, kach ein belibeinu el echod. Just like in your heart, there is only one. So in our heart is only one. There's only one Hashem, they all said. So basically what they're saying is, Shema, listen Israel. Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, listen. The kid said, listen Israel. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The God, our God, is God. Our is one God. Which means, like you is like us. Miyad Pasach Hazokin V'Omar. So the elder, that's Yaakov, opened up and said, responded, he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Vod. Blessed is the name of his kingdom, his honorable kingdom forever. Amru Chachamim. So our sages said, Heich Nase. So now the Chachamim were in a dilemma, what to do with the Pasuk of the Shema. Noimar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Vod. If we should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Vod regularly, with a regular way, L'kosuv Meshu B'Torah, that was not written in the Torah. How could we say a pasuk in Shema Yisrael, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say? So we're saying the Shema, but it's not really in the pasuk over there. Lo'inoimar, we should not say it at all. But Amra Yaakov, but Yaakov said it. So Yaakov did say it after Shema Yisrael. Iskinu loimar bicha shoyi. So they instituted to say it on an undertone. You say it quietly. That's what we say. Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elavod is an undertone. But it's so important to say this that v'im lo yomre kol iker. If you didn't say it at all, which means you didn't say it even quietly, machzirin noisi. You have to redo it again. You're going to have to do the Shema again. So you can't say, well, it's not so important. You say it quietly. It's not really in the Chumash. It's not really in the Parsha. No, once it's instituted, you've not fulfilled your obligation unless you say the Baruch Shem. If you didn't say it, you got to go start again and say it. See if you dalaf subsection 14. Tzorich lahafzik ma'ad ben Baruch Shem kved mechusay lo ilam vod leva ahavta. You have to make a small interruption after you say Baruch Shem kved mechusay lo ilam vod. Stop, and then you say ahavta. You have to make kidei lahafzik ben kabbalas malchus shemayim l'shar mitzvus. In order to make an interruption between the accepting of the yoke of heaven and all the other mitzvahs, because in the further part of the Shema, Kishma Yisrael, Ubaruch Shem Kved Machus Elelem Vod, the first two verses of Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem Kved Elelem Vod, Huloshim Kabbalah, that is in a language of acceptance. Shanachnu Mekablim Elokusu Malchusu, that we accept His godliness and a God's kingdom. In other words, we're accepting the yoke of His son. That's the first two verses. V'ahavta hu loshon tzavah. But v'ahavta is already a command. You shall. That's what we're told. First, we accept Hashem. You know, when you, the order doesn't say it over here, but in other places, in Chassidus, it says that first you have to accept Hashem that He's God, and then He can tell you what to do. But if you don't accept God as your God, then there's nobody there who's telling you what to do. So first you accept the authority of Hashem, and then you say, well, you should love, then you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. Further, he also says, V'yesh lahafzik b'posuk rishon. In the first verse, in this verse of Shema Yisrael, you should make an interruption. Bein Yisrael l'Hashem Elokeinu. You should make it, you say Shema Yisrael, stop, and then you say Hashem Elokeinu. And also you make an interruption, Ubein Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, stop, Hashem Echad, L'Hashem Abeis. Kidei Sheyi Nishma, so that you want it to be heard as, you want it to be come across as Shema Yisrael, listen Israel. What? Key that Hashem Shu'el Akeinu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, which is our God, is who Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, that, listen Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, God who is our God, He who Hashem Echad, Hashem Shu'el Akeinu, Hashem Echad. Subsection 15, Siv Tazvav. Tzorich lahafzik bein hayoim la'al levavecha. You have to make a stop between the word hayoim, ashenech mitzavcha hayoim, al levavecha, not hayoim, ubein hayoim le'avo, or hayoim le'avo, between shelo yinida, hayoim al levavecha, v'loy le'mocha, so it shouldn't come across like, I tell you hayoim al levavecha, today on your heart, ashenech mitzavcha hayoim, that I command you today, should be alavavecha. It's not hayoyim alavavecha shenecha, that just today should be on your heart as opposed not tomorrow. So you have to say hashenecha mitzavcha hayoyim alavavecha and hayoyim le'avos Hashem alekecha. Subsection 16. Tzorich lahafzik bein nishba la'Hashem. Al ha'adoma shezez Hashem nishba Hashem. You have to make an interruption between Nishba, Shanishba Hashem, Kedil Hatim Yofa Ayin, so that you can very well distinguish and to make it recognizable that Ayin, Shalote Niris, Kashem. So that it shouldn't feel that Nish, Shalote Niris, Ki Hei. It shouldn't be a kamla lashem nishba lashem nishba with a hey after the by us it's hard to say. Some people say nishba the ayin, they say ayin, you can hear nishba, you will hear. So he said, but when we say nishba, it's almost like nishba. Nishba would mean captured. So we shouldn't, he wants you to hear Hashem nishba lashem, not nishba lashem kilo ema nishba Hashem chazashom. Otherwise it would sound like God was captured. Nishba Hashem. So he says, Nishba, stop Hashem. Tzorich lehatis zayin shel tizkiru. You have to throw sort of the zayin. Lema'an tizkiru. You have to sort of shall also uzcharta. So loy tidma kriyosu l'samach. You don't want it to come across like a samach. So loy lema'an tizkiru. So it shouldn't come out with a samach. And if you hear the people that were very careful, like my father over Shalom, your mom is here, every time when he came to these parts, he would emphasize, you can hear it very clearly. And also the same thing, not uzchartem, not the samach, but kichol zayin asmucho lechof, because whenever you have a zayin that's next to a chof, it seems shalachreho, demekri also, the samach, it comes across, if it's before a kof, it almost comes across like a samach, tiskiru. But therefore, im loy matizin oiso, if you don't emphasize it, I'm not sure exactly how to translate the word matizin, but you have to say tiskiru zecharta. Also, tzorich lahadgish siv yud zayin, 17, tzorich lahadgish yud shel shma Yisrael. You need to emphasize the Yud of Shema Yisrael, which loytiv lav loytiroe Aleph. You have to say Shema Yisrael, not Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, you know, unfortunately when you hear a lot of times people that read from the Torah, if they don't do it properly, they swallow in some of the letters and you can't hear the letters. You say Shema Yisrael. You don't hear Shema Yisrael. You must Kiloimer Asrael. V'chein Yud Shel V'hoyu. The Yud Shel V'hoyu. Shloim Nishno Kimer Kiloimer V'ho'u. V'ho'u Hadvorim. V'ho'u Hadvorim. V'ho'u Hadvorim. Okay. Sif Yud Ches. Tzorich Litin Revach Bein V'chor La'af. You need to put a space, a stop between v'chora af, v'chora stop af. Shlo yinira ke'omer v'choraf. There's a v'choraf. If you say it very fast, it's v'choraf. V'chora af, not v'choraf. If you do it too quickly, it's v'choraf. It's not v'choraf. It's v'chora af.